Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a good lesson not to do the podcast so early in the day, especially at the opening of the legal tampering season. We have 3 days of free agency frenzy going on, and right after we ended the podcast, there was some breaking news that I'm here to bring you. Some of these won't be a surprise. Some good news, some neutral, some bad news. Right off the bat, Bud Dupree signs with the Titans on a deal that makes him one of the highest paid pass rushers in his class. They're still working out the number of years on the deal, but it'll pay him more than $16 million per year. The good news for the Steelers is that it's likely to give us a second round compensatory pick in 2022. In other news, Matt Filer reached an agreement on a 3-year, $21 million deal with the Los Angeles Chargers. That may not have been totally unforeseen, but that is a problem. We feel comfortable with Kevin Dotson moving into the left guard position, but at the same time, we're adding somebody new at center, albeit it could be B.J. Finney. You've got Zach Banner who'll be back, but it is his first year starting. And the rumor mill is rife with speculation that Alejandro Villanueva will also be moving on. And, you know, you could presume maybe Chuks Okorafor will move to left tackle, but that is not the recipe for the making of a finely tuned Swiss watch for the offensive line. In good news, however, the Steelers re-signed Cam Sutton to a 2-year, $9 million contract. That is a little bit surprising. At $4.5 million a year, his presumed market value is at $7 million. So Sutton gives us excellent depth at both slot corner as well as the boundary. He's going to see a big bump in his reps this season. He played about 53% of the snaps last season. It's looking like a safe bet we're going to lose Mike Hilton. But the question is, can Kevin Colbert do his magic and keep that secondary intact?
Go Steelers! Go Steelers! Say go Steelers!
Welcome to the Steelers Outpost Podcast, a proud member of the Armchair All-Americans Network. It is March 15th, 2021. This is Tom coming to you from Sawdust Studios in the Washington, D.C. Outpost. Nick joins me from the Houston Outpost for another exciting podcast in a very exciting week where there's a lot to happen. We have some information already we'll go through in this podcast today. We have a re-signing. We have another Steeler alum who might be available to us. There's also been some restructuring and some retention of some free agents that we were looking at, and some free agents we may lose. Steelers get a fourth round compensatory pick, and big news on Kevin Colbert, the annual 1-year extension. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we talk about the beginning of the free agency tampering period, which happened today, let me tell you about some deals here. First deal, eBay, sneakers. That's where you got to get your clothes. I get almost all my clothes off of eBay. All right, that's not true, but I do get a high volume of them from eBay. You know why? Because they got great stuff. When it comes to sneakerheads and sneakers in general, you want that rare dead stock or you want that latest release? You can find the exact sneaker you've been looking for on eBay. It's true. As the original sneaker marketplace, eBay is the place to go to cop the pair you've been eyeing. And in a partnership with eBay, Armchair Media will be raffling off 4 custom-made sneakers. Each purchase you make before March 31st through ebay.com/sneakers will enter you into a drawing for a one-of-one pair of Air Force One low tops. Big boy, stopping in my Air Force. I don't know if we can sing that legally. Just send a screenshot of your purchase to @armchairmedia on Twitter or Instagram and get yourself them nice sneaks. Bet online, baby. It's March Madness. You can take a break from the football obsession. No, you can't. But you can also bet on March Madness right now. NBA's in full swing, college basketball. This might be the best time to bet all year. You'd be betting on Taiwanese State playing against Grambling University of Underwater. And you can see who comes out on top. You can have some scoots in on the game. And Bet Online has got you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline.ag. Cha-ching! Your online sportsbook experts.
This is the most exciting week between the Steelers' last game before we lost all hope of going through the playoffs and the draft, I would think.
Yeah, the Steelers, always big players in free agency. Should be making some massive deals this week. Of course, I'm being a little facetious, but we have seen them make some big free agency signings over the last few years. I mean, Steven Nelson coming in a few years ago, that was big. Last year, I think the signing of Eric Ebron was the most shocked I've been as a Steelers fan. Because even the Joe Hayden thing, which we've talked about a few times, signing Joe Hayden was such a big sign of a change for the Steelers. They would have never done that in the past. And when they did that and picked up Vance, it sort of ushered in a little bit of a new era. But the Ebron thing, that's a big name, and I felt like it came out of nowhere. And yes, he drops the ball just as much as his fans of his past teams indicated, but he also makes some huge plays as well. And so that one was shocking to me. I don't think we'll be seeing any of those this year, as obviously we've spent about 19 months talking about the Steelers' cap woes. But they did make perhaps one of the greatest signings of the free agency period already. BJ Finney, he's back. You know it. I know it. We're glad to see it. Did he go play for two teams in the 1 year that he was not on the Steelers for? Yes, he did. Did he play for even one more than that to make it three? Yes, he did. And when I say play, do I mean sat on the bench? I also mean that. That's right. So the BJ Finney signing, I think we referenced it last week. Like, it's kind of a no-brainer that they got to try and sign this guy. See if he has anything left in the tank. You pointed out that there were some extenuating circumstances for why he didn't play last year, because shortened COVID offseason, he needed to make sure he got his guarantees, so on and so forth. But obviously, this is a big move for the Steelers. Thankfully, they have depth at center and guard and like a start in case of emergency plan with BJ Finney. So I do think that that was a great signing for them, and it's nice to see that in ink. And it does look a little bit nicer. I don't know if you have the contract numbers right here with us at the moment, but I can guarantee you they're lower than what the Chiefs gave Joe Thuney, however you pronounce his name, the Patriots guard. Yeah, because he got 5 years, $80 million. I don't think BJ Finney costs quite that much, and maybe he won't give you quite as much as Thuney gives you, or Thuney. But, yeah, important depth signings so that the Steelers don't have to draft a third-round center in line in round one because they literally don't have a starter on the roster.
Well, not to go through a whole lot of permutations and guessing because we're literally sitting on Twitter right now looking for news because it can come at any time. We have started the three-day tampering period when you can talk to likely free agents from other teams. But the gunslinger is also out there.
Jesse James, baby. The Steelers have a great history of bringing back old players. And we've talked about this, a few times on the podcast as well. We mentioned Jesse James might be an actual possibility. You just kind of look around at contract situations and see old Steelers, whether it's the Beachums of the world or Chris Hubbard's. Obviously, in the past, we saw Antoine Randall-El, Willie Gay. A bunch of different guys have come to and from the Steelers a few times. And there's been no news on Jesse James. And look, like, we'll see. I think the guy had two catches last year. So I would think you'd be able to get him at a reasonable price. And the Steelers don't really have a playable tight end behind Eric Ebron. And they definitely don't have a tight end who can block. So is Jesse James going to come in and fill that role? Not really. He did improve as a blocker during his time in Pittsburgh. But you're not just going to bring in, you know, beggars can't be choosers is kind of what I'm saying. Like, the Steelers aren't going to magically find a young Gronkowski, this blocking, catching tight end to complement Ebron. But if they bring Jesse James in, you know you have a competent starting tight end, a guy who played well for the Steelers, albeit in the Killer B era, but a guy who can catch a little bit, who can run, not at all, and who can block a little bit and who's willing and who's familiar with the system. So we will keep our eyes on him going forward.
We were unable to procure the services of J.J. Watt, but the good news is we retained the brother. Derek Watt was restructured, saving $880,000 from the roster. Every little bit counts, doesn't it?
It does count. And once again, Kyle Juszczyk signed for about $4 billion in San Francisco, but that's a whole different story. But maybe Derek Watt will be the bargain bin version of the Juice, as we were hoping he would be. I'm getting an update right now, actually. Mike Garofolo on Twitter says that the Browns are closing in on a three-year deal with safety John Johnson III from the Rams. He's a beast. That's a really good safety. That is a big-time position in need for the Browns. The Browns may be sort of bucking the trend or the idea that you can't build a team through free agency, because they've made some massive signings over the past few years and trades and stuff like that. But granted, sucking and being at the top of the draft all the time also helps you get Baker Mayfield and Myles Garrett and guys like that. But you won't see the Steelers make many moves today. You got to figure you'll see the Browns with that management. They just got a real stud at a position of need. So if they just find a middle linebacker, they're going to be really on cruise control for first place in the division, which I think they were already on, you know, pace for at this point, as it was. Not saying the Steelers can't make a run at that, but on paper, the Browns just got a little bit better.
And the Browns still have about $15 million of cap space.
I know, right?
They don't pay anybody. The highest paid player, at least the highest cap hit, is Odell Beckham Jr. It's a little under $16 million.
Yeah, and they're doing a good job. Like, they're using the Baker Mayfield rookie contract window to their advantage, and they're stocking up. So, hey, this is just the position they're in. And Steelers, you know, we're hoping they sign Jesse James. But this shouldn't be news. We kind of talk about this every year. They're not going to make a giant spot. They don't have the ability to financially. Philosophically, they prefer not to do that either.
Okay. The Steelers did make some re-signings. Couple of guys we're very excited about. So we heard that Marcus Allen was re-signed. More importantly, you've got Ray-Ray McCloud back on the roster.
Star Fox is back. Ray-Ray, I'm so glad he's back. Some people are saying he gives you some options at the slot position. I disagree. This is one of my favorite players on the Steelers, but he has a very Switzer-esque vibe on offense to me, where, you know, it's a red alarm when he's on the field. If he's doing a jet sweep, he's getting the ball. He is so good in the open field, but sometimes it just seems like he's so small. I mean, he's such a fast, quick guy, but he seemed to have trouble getting away from defenders in the stop-start nature of offense, as opposed to the kick-return nature where you have time to kind of set up. He has a feel for that art of returning the ball. So this doesn't really make too much difference to me on offense from the slot position, but having him as a return guy was massive. I mean, he had a 30-yard return every other week. I mean, that's field flipping, especially for a Steelers team that spent 8 years having to drive the ball 80 yards down the field every time they wanted to score a touchdown. You know, with how bad the Steelers defense was for a while, that was tough. They got a better defense now, and you got a return man. This can help you play more field position style football and not have to put up 30 points every single game. So I love having Ray-Ray McCloud here. I do think there could be some reason for optimism with him in the slot, because Matt Canada loves the jet sweep thing. We know that. And he loves the catch and run type stuff. So that type of player could be good for that. But in reality, you have two guys in Claypool and Johnson who are much better than Ray-Ray in that capacity. So I will acknowledge that it could be a better fit for Matt Canada there, but I don't really think that a super diminutive guy like Ray-Ray McCloud offers a ton on offense. And you think about, like, Tyreek Hill. He's a short guy. He is ripped. He is so thick that he can break arm tackles a little bit better than a guy like Ray-Ray McCloud can. So that's just my opinion on the re-signing of him. I love it. I think it's totally legitimate because he returns kicks and punts, and that's a big part of your team. And he can play a little bit in the slot, but I do not think by any means that's the Steelers' plan at the slot position for this year.
Okay, here's your little sigh of relief with the Steelers bringing in Robert Bobby Spokane Spillane.
Yeah, he could end up being the starter, right? But I guess the only thing that the thing I find interesting about this Bob Spokane re-signing is There's been chatter over the internet recently that if Vince Williams were, if he was going to get released, it would have happened already. What a lot of people are indicating. I'm not sure if that's a cold, hard fact really necessarily, but there is a point there. He didn't get cut last week when a lot of these veteran guys got cut. Doesn't look like Joe Hayden's getting cut. The Steelers are really trying to hold on to all these veteran guys. Now, of course, it goes without saying, Joe Hayden and Vince Williams, two of the best personalities and leaders on the team. Love those guys, but we just figured they might be prime for getting cut because they got guys like Bob Spokane who filled in pretty admirably for Vince Williams last year. You got to assume Spillane, is going to be even better this year with another year under his belt. But we'll see. I mean, you got to feel, if you're just thinking about this on an individual year-to-year basis, it has been a disaster at backup inside linebacker in Pittsburgh for 10 years almost. Maybe not 10, maybe 8, something like that. We saw what happened having to sign Sean Spence off the street for Shazier when that went down. But now you got a guy in Spokane where if Bush or Vince has to miss any time, this guy's going to step right in and he's going to be a good, competent starter. And obviously all the Steelers fans love him. But nice to just see that business get out of the way. Sort of a clerical thing, in my opinion. I don't really think they were, you know, he was going to not be on the team. But it does give us an excuse to talk about what he brings to the Steelers.
Well, what we aren't bringing back is Ola Adeniyi and Gerald Hawkins. Actually, I should correct that. They can still be brought back, but they are unrestricted free agents at this point. Do you feel a little less confident for not having Ola on, or do you feel like he really, other than special teams, didn't prove to be that guy? I mean, we brought in Cassius.
Marsh.
Marsh.
He's not coming back.
Leaped over Ola.
I would feel very scared if they lost Ola Adeniyi. I think that, yeah, he's not the starter. He's not the training camp wonder from 2 years ago, right? But he is a decent backup who knows the system and is familiar with the defense. And if you don't have him, you literally don't have any outside linebackers really on the roster to back up Highsmith and TJ Watt. And Highsmith, you know what, he had a phenomenal rookie season, so you really do have to assume he's going to play well this you got to assume he's going to play well this year. But again, it's not a known commodity, so you'd like to have more depth in the room. I am a little surprised at that. Maybe it also tips their hand. I mean, they don't know this, but I would not be shocked if the Steelers take an outside linebacker within the first. They're not going to take him in the first or second round or anything like that. But, yeah, third, fourth round will be a time to look. Fifth round, you know, that's just a flyer, in my opinion. You take an outside linebacker in the fifth round. Who knows if he even makes the team. But if you don't have Ola, you got to get someone soon. So that does make me a little bit nervous. And it seems like Hawkins, just he's had a million lives, and he never really has been able to make it happen. Poor Hawkins.
So, Nick, you know, some of these guys that hang on the fringes of rosters, even the rookie minimum sounds like a lot of money, but it ain't. After taxes, after you pay your manager, your agent, living expenses, you got to be careful about your money. You don't want to be profligate.
You don't
want to
be profligate.
There are ways to save money.
No. I have a list of things that you don't want to be. Profligate is number three on that list. And listen, the way that I avoid being profligate, which is a word I often use, is by shopping at the best places, the best bang for your buck. But we're not talking about discount here. We're talking about high quality. When I talk about high quality, I talk about eBay, baby. Listen, eBay sneakers in particular, that's where it's at. I mean, it's the original sneaker marketplace. You want to cop a pair of shoes that caught your eye? Go to eBay. You want new shoes? eBay. You want some vintage stuff? You guessed it. You know where to go. You got to go to eBay. And guess what? We're trying to make it a little bit easier on you over here at Armchair Media. In a partnership with eBay, Armchair is going to be raffling off 4 custom-made sneakers. Each purchase you make before March 31st through ebay.com/sneakers will enter you into a drawing for a 101 pair of Air Force One low tops.
Big boy.
Just send a screenshot of your purchase to @ArmchairMedia on Twitter or Instagram. The madness is here. The madness has consumed me. The madness I talk about is March free agency. That's right. There's also basketball going on, and BetOnline's the best, fastest, and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. NBA is in full swing. College basketball has heated up to a simmering boil as the schools make their way through the madness. The tournament's here, and guess what? So is the $100,000 Bracket Madness Contest, as BetOnline is the spot for all your bracketology needs. They got you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best place to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to their website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline.ag, ching-ching, your online sportsbook experts.
So the Steelers get an extra pick in the fourth round, compensatory pick.
Yay.
You said that you thought that we were going to get something higher.
Yeah, I think most people thought B.J. Finney would play a snap or two on any of the three teams that he played for. So Steelers were really hoping for a third, which, as you know, I mean, a third-round compensatory pick, that's cause for celebration. It's sort of maybe not even talked about enough. Didn't they use the third-round pick they got for A.B.? Well, that was in a trade, obviously, but then they also got a comp pick, took Deontay Johnson with that. Maybe the comp pick they got for Le'Veon, they packaged in their trade up for Devin Bush. So, I mean, a third round guy, like, we get studs all the time. We got a third rounder in Cam Sutton, who we're really hoping they re-sign this year to become like a starting cornerback type of dude. So it sucks that they didn't get that. But hey, a fourth rounder, that's okay. Compensatory picks happen at the end of the round. So you're really talking about kind of a flyer type of guy who the Steelers will probably waste on an unathletic and accurate quarterback, if we're all being serious here. Whether it's I heard Josh Dobbs has a brother coming through Grambling State University Tech. I'm going to take him. Didn't get the rocket scientist genes. Now, that's a fictional guy, just in case anybody does wonder if there's a brother that's draftable for Josh Dobbs. Yeah, so they got the fourth-round compensatory pick. You got to assume if this year is a bloodbath for them losing the guys that we thought they were going to lose, they should definitely get some compensatory picks for some of the guys that they're going to lose.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way?
Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day.
So what makes a life a good one?
In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Coming up here.
So Kevin Colbert, as I mentioned at the top of the show, signed his annual one-year extension. The good news is it does take him through the 2022 draft, and I guess you heard some news linking him to Ben.
I think it might have been Alex Cazora who tweeted this. I don't want to misquote anybody, but the general idea is that the Steelers, obviously, with Kevin Colbert, have publicly said he's a year-to-year guy at this point in his career. Like, how old is he, Dad? Like, they treat it like he's 80. Well, why are we doing year-to-year here, man? Like, come on, let's stick around. But he's year-to-year. But allegedly, I think it was Alex. I'm sorry if I'm misquoting here. But apparently more privately, he's talked about how he's going to go when Ben goes. And I plead, Steelers Nation, to take those stimulus checks, send them to Kevin Colbert, and say, do not leave us when Ben leaves us. Mommy, don't leave us when Daddy's leaving. All right? Amira, I'm in the ball pit at McDonald's. I got to have one of you or we are screwed. You can't lose the big man and then the guy who keeps drafting first-round receivers in the third round. We can't lose them at the same time, okay? So I hope that that's not true. I hope he at least gives us, like, give us the damn birth year, like in between. Ben retires, you give us another year. You pointed out earlier, this contract takes him through the 2022 draft. So if Ben does retire after this next year, we in fact would have that situation. But I'll double down on the stimulus check comment. I don't want that 1 year. That's the minimum, Colbert. I need a 4-year, you know, collegiate career type of situation for you to get the Steelmen on their feet. I need you to get them the next Ben Roethlisberger. Don't go anywhere, please, because who's the biggest secret for the Steelmen's success? Potentially him. It is funny, like, you look at this free agency period and the Steelers, the way the season ended has, like, one of the worst ends to the season you could ever see. Probably the worst. You know, the Steelers never started at 11-0, ever. And the illustrious, glorious 6 Super Bowl winning history of the franchise, and they did it this year and then lose basically 90% of their games after that, right? So the stench of last year is real, because also some of the problems that occurred during that losing streak were visible, and we were talking about them earlier in the year. You remember we kept talking about the offense, like, man, they put up a lot of, they put up 30 points, but it's so herky-jerky, and the defense is scoring a touchdown and getting 2 turnovers every game, and we watched a good offense in the Killer Bees for years, so we know that, like, hey, this isn't bad, but it's not great, but who cares, because they're winning, and we've seen many offenses in Pittsburgh halfway through the year hit their stride, so hopefully they do that. Well, they did the opposite, and they got really bad. So it's not just the fact that they lost those games at the end of the year. It's the fact that there were some systematic problems with the team. Guys getting old, you're losing Pouncey. I mean, Ben getting old being the most major issue after helping to carry the team for a while. So all that being said, bringing this back to Kevin Colbert, there are worries about this year, but you still look at the Steelers roster and you're like, how many other teams have this many all-pro type guys? You know, you have Minka, you have Watt, Tuitt and Hayward on one side of the ball. That's obscene. And then you talk about, you know, Bush is coming back, Bob Spokane, Vince Williams. We can go through the roster as many times as we want, but there's some real studs. And then once again, if Chase Claypool and Deontay Johnson take that step, is like, do they still have one of the best receiving cores in the league? Granted, they were so sloppy last year with the drops, but all I'm saying is during this free agency time, you sort of look at the roster and you're like, man, they have so many great players. They just got to kind of figure out this offensive line thing. So I guess if we're going to look for any signings, we'll see if they can find another veterans free agency signing for center. Although probably, you know, that's probably the BJ Finney thing. So we'll see what happens there. And if there's some big news, we might go ahead, call an emergency podcast and go ahead and get that news out to the good people. But really what we want to know about is friggin' Sutton and Hilton, so we can stop saying it every week, right?
I think we will be talking before the end of the week. March 15th through the 17th is, as I said, the legal tampering period. March 17th, 4 p.m. Eastern is the deadline. It's the official start of the 2020 league year, and we've got to have everybody under contract. So things will become, I don't know, clear, because changes can be made after the fact, but you'll pretty much know who they selected to move forward. So be on the lookout for an additional bonus podcast before the end of the week. I just want to end with a sad, sad story that I read about. It's probably a week old, but Josh Gordon. The guy, so he joined forces in the fan-controlled football league with Johnny Manziel. Scored 2 touchdowns in his debut, including a Hail Mary.
Crazy. I got to be honest with you, it's kind of a bunch of crap. Like, obviously the guy needs a lot of help. He's got an issue. If he can't even resist smoking weed to make like $20 million a year, which is what he would have been making, you know, you can look at it at a certain point and be like, wow, if you can't even just resist that, then you deserve to be out of the NFL. But then the other argument is, I don't know, there's a lot of signs piling up here that this guy is sort of sick, where he can't get past this thing and he needs some help. And then there's the other argument that, like, wow, they kicked him out of the league for marijuana, which will be legal league-wide very, very shortly here. So that seems – it's just kind of upsetting from all angles. So obviously there's almost no way to see this guy having an NFL career, but you're right. Like, he's playing against some scrubs, hasn't played in the NFL in years, and dominates them, probably didn't even practice that week. And it just shows you – dude, this guy – he could have been the number one receiver in the whole league. Like, this was Julio Jones and Odell. This was a massive man who had, I think, 230 yards in his first game against the Steelers. I remember we were watching, like, who's this Gordon guy? And he just lit the NFL on fire. So that does suck. I'll tell you something that doesn't suck is that we are going to have a new guest on the podcast soon. We're hoping for next week, but we got some surprise draft analysis coming along here. So sorry to skip the draft analysis for this week, guys, but we're going to be doing the running backs coming up, introducing some new guests for the podcast, and getting back on our weekly draft breakdown schedule coming up here. But until then, we'll check back in when the Steelers get some more free agency news, which is sure to come down the pipeline one way or another.
Hit us up on Twitter at Steelers Outpost. Shoot us an email at SteelersOutpost@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Until next week, go Steelers.
Okay, bye-bye.